This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is hitting back after what he calls the gloomiest Democratic convention in history. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In his acceptance speech last night, Joe Biden said the president has cloaked the nation in darkness.
Too much anger, too much fear, too much division.
This morning, the president responded.
Where Joe Biden sees American darkness, I see American greatness.
They do agree on one thing. America's future is at stake November 3rd.
This will determine what America's going to look like for a long, long time.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal appeals court said Friday it would not step in right away to delay New York prosecutors' efforts to get U.S. President Donald Trump's tax records. That potentially leaves the U.S. Supreme Court as his most promising option to block prosecutors' subpoenas. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals denied Mr. Trump's request to immediately put Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr.'s subpoena on hold while Mr. Trump appeals to try to get it invalidated. The appeals court said it would hold a hearing on the request for a delay, but not until September 1st. After winning a lower court ruling, Vance's office had agreed not to enforce the subpoena until August 28th. The office and Mr. Trump's lawyers have not immediately commented on what the appeals court ruling might mean for the time frame. The world will soon hit the grim milestone of 800,000 deaths related to COVID-19. The United States has nearly a quarter of the deaths, with Brazil not far behind. The number of global infections quickly approaches 23 million, with the United States, Brazil, and India together having the bulk of the world's infections. This is VOA News.